A rule proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency this summer would be the first to limit how much carbon the nation's existing power plants can emit into the air. Opposition from the power industry and political forces is shaping up. At the Making Energy Work conference in Uptown Charlotte today, North Carolina utilities gave an early glimpse of where they'll oppose the rule. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Duke Energy Senior Vice President Dwight Jacobs gave what could be the utility's bottom line argument against the EPA's rule.
We're not sure that it can be implemented as written.
The carbon cuts vary by state. The rule would require North Carolina power plants to emit about 40% less carbon for each unit of energy produced. To get there, the EPA projects states will need to close about a fifth of their coal plants, upgrade and scale back others, and heavily rely on natural gas to fill the void. Jacobs suggested the effort to be cleaner would hurt other utility considerations.
We have to constantly balance, on behalf of our customer, reliability, being clean, being safe, and making sure it's affordable.
There'll be plenty of litigation on it, that's for sure.
Bob Schwenker is a senior vice president at the organization that supplies power to North Carolina's smaller co-op utilities. Republican governors from nine states, including Governor Pat McCrory, have signed a letter to the EPA opposing the rule as a federal overreach. And North Carolina's Environment Agency has threatened to sue over a mid-2016 deadline for states to submit plans. Schwenker also aired another common North Carolina grievance. Utilities in the state have already been cutting back on coal usage and adding renewables in reaction to state laws already on the books.
There were a lot of things that have gone in, a lot of steps that, for instance, were taken in North Carolina that I'm not sure that the rule as proposed is really giving credit for.
To determine each state's target, the EPA uses a simple formula. It looks at what states could do rather than what they've already done. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.